the 4Bs Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight. Tuesday morning, which means we've got the crew in from Medina. Are you lot from Medina?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So we got Adam in. Before we go any further, we've got to... Tegan wants to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Go on, away you go, Tegan.
Happy birthday to you.
I was only joking.
I had this twice sing to me at school and at home too.
When I was at school, they probably don't do this now, but whenever you had a birthday, yeah, they'd sing happy birthday.
You have to hand out sweets?
No, that wasn't in my day. It was totally different. They would give you the bumps.
The bumps?
Do you know what the bumps are?
No.
Well, they would hoist you. Someone would have hold of your legs and your arms, and they would chuck you up. They keep hold of you. Obviously, they chuck you up and go, one. How many? What are you, 13, 14?
14.
14. So you'd have to be chucked up in the air 14 times and then one for good luck.
What if it's the teacher's birthday?
Oh, you're going to need strong arms, aren't you? But that's what they used to do. Anyway, look, you had a birthday yesterday. You're now 14.
Yep.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yep.
You look like you had a good birthday. So what did you get?
A TV.
A TV? Not just any old TV, there was it.
It had a lot of apps installed in it, like Netflix, YouTube.
So that's a smart TV.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So, best present ever?
Probably.
Yeah? How great is that? So, did you have something nice to eat?
Yep.
What did you have?
Cake.
You had cake?
Yeah.
Describe the cake.
It was basically a jam-filled cake with sweets on top.
What sort of sweets? Jelly sweets?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, okay. And that was nice?
Yep.
Did other people have some of your cake?
Nope.
Did you bring any in for Tegan?
Nope.
So no cake for your best friend?
Adam.
That's a shame. Did you have a little party?
Yeah.
Just family? But nice day?
Yep.
Excellent. Did you finish school early? Did you go into school?
No.
You didn't go into school?
I did go into school.
Oh, that was disappointing, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, well. At least you had a nice evening.
Technically, it's not fair if it's on your birthday and you must hand out cake to everyone in your class.
Well, that's what happens. When you get older, you have to do that. You have to buy cakes for everyone. That's the deal. I've never understood that myself. I've never really been a cakey person. Are you jealous of his cake?
Definitely. What type of cake was it?
It was sponge with jam in it and sweets on the top. Weren't you listening? So while he was having that for tea and a special burger by all accounts, what were you having last night?
Me?
Yeah. Come on, I'm intrigued.
Roast dinner.
You had a roast dinner last night?
Yeah.
Lovely. Good for you. Have you had a good week?
Yeah.
Okay, what have you been doing at school this week? Anything special?
Not really anything special.
No? It's interesting. You were talking about life goals earlier on. Oh. And we should remind ourselves that Tegan's only 13. You're 14.
Yep.
Much older. But you've got life goals.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, tell us about your life goals.
Well, one day I want to become a therapist to help others with their emotions and their feelings.
So what are you going to do to help yourself with this? Because I think you'd be really good at it, because you strike me as being a very caring sort of person.
Thank you. So what do you mean by that?
No, you just seem very switched on with how people are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's obviously, that part of it, a massive part of it. So you sound like, whenever I talk to you, you sound like you care.
Yep.
And I think that's another major aspect of being some kind of therapist. But what are you doing now to help yourself? Because I think you'd be good at it. You've got the main attributes there because it's built in.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do? What are you going to do about it?
Well, if I'm going to become a therapist, I think I'd have to go to university for a few years. How long, though? And study about therapists, things like that.
Okay, that's good. Have you told anybody else about this? Does your parents know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're supportive, and they don't mind you going to university for, I don't know, 5-6 years to
they
do this?
Mind. Don't mind.
As long as it's in Scotland, the other end of the country. Is that, they can't wait to get rid of you. Is that it? And what are your life goals then?
My life goals is to become a professional footballer because no one in my family has been.
Right, okay.
They always been intrigued by football.
Okay, so you're going to make it happen. How are you going to make this happen? Have you got a football? Do you go about kicking a ball about a lot?
I do practice a lot.
Right.
Like any opportunity I get.
And you don't play together because he can't stand football. Can you?
Well, I can stand it, I just don't know how to play.
Oh, well, you ought to give it a go. Maybe take him to the park one time and just have a kick about. But good luck with that. You only get things if you put the effort in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're training like most days, that would be great. I bet you had a day off yesterday though, didn't you?
Yes.
With all that cake as well.
I don't have any opportunities to...
No.
I didn't have an opportunity to do footballing yesterday.
All right, well, you have opportunity tonight.
Nope.
No?
I have to go to the cinema.
Oh, crikey, do you?
Yes.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. What are you going to see?
Eternals.
Oh, I've got to go to the cinema. Do you hear that?
Eternals.
I'm getting the feeling that you don't really want to go to the cinema. I can't play football. I've got to go to the cinema.
Well, I can always trade if you like.
No, he's saying no way. Look, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to chat some more in a mo. But first of all, let's tell you what's coming up. We got some musical youth coming up after a quick break.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Pretty sure Donna Summer's in there somewhere with Musical Youth and Unconditional Love on Vectis Radio. It's 11:27 and we've got the team in from Medina. We've got Birthday Boy over there, 14.
Yep.
That'll be Adam. And we've also got what's his face over there, Tegan.
Yep.
And you've got a question. Random. Go on.
What's your favourite Ninja Turtles, Tegan?
My favourite Ninja Turtles...
Yeah.
Now, before you knew he was going to ask that question, did you think it was going to be something like that?
No.
No. We said random. Yeah. It's random.
True.
What's your favourite Ninja Turtle?
I don't really watch Ninja Turtles that often.
I'm trying to think of one.
So am I.
Let alone a favourite one.
I don't know.
Are they named after painters, aren't they?
Yep.
Is there one called Rembrandt?
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to just tell you the names?
Yes.
Yeah, go on. How many is there?
Four.
Okay, what do they begin with? What's the first one?
Leonardo.
Oh, it begins with an L then.
Donatello.
Donatello. Leonardo.
Michelangelo.
Right.
Raphael.
Is that it? Is that the lot?
Yes.
That's the lot. All right, okay. We've learnt something. What's your favourite?
I don't really have a favourite.
Well, what's your favourite then?
Michelangelo or Raphael?
Right, okay. Now, they were massive back in about the late 1980s because there was a big movie.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure... Do you know what the musical charts are? You know, when somebody's number one?
No.
His little face is like, I'm an alien. There's just say, for instance, Ed Sheeran was number one in the singles charts. Now, I think in the singles charts, not in the album charts. I think ABBA are still number one in the album charts. But we used to have a thing called the charts. What was number one? What was the best song around at the moment? I'm pretty sure they made number one back in about 1989. So, on your TV that's 32 inches and's got YouTube on,
yep.
You want to type in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one single.
Yeah.
And they'll play the song. And you can watch the video. And you can relive and go back to 1980. I think it was about 1989. Will you do that? And tell us what's happening next week, you know, on the show. And also, what I want you to do is I want you to review the film that you're going to go and see. What was the film again?
Eternals.
Eternals, which is, just give us a rough idea. What is Eternals?
It's basically, you know, the Avengers are like handed like threats, like Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
Ultron. But the Eternals handle universal threats.
Right, okay. Are you getting this? Does this make you want to go?
Yeah, it actually does. You want to swap places, Adam?
So
no.
Are you going by yourself or is your parents taking you?
Actually, I'm going with three friends of mine.
Oh, gutted for you.
Oh, I know.
I thought, you know, when we during the song that we were just playing you...
I really wanted to invite you, but you said you were busy.
Yeah. Busy.
Oh, wow. Perhaps we should leave it there, guys.
Yep.
Okay. I'm glad there's a big screen between you two. So you're going to see the movie. You'll tell them all about it tomorrow. And then would you go? I mean, is it something you go? Do you go to the cinema a lot?
Not a lot, no.
No. So you'll have to wait for it to come out on the telly then?
Yep.
Oh, look at that little sad face. You've broken him. Should we play a song?
Yeah.
This was sent in. This is sent in last week. It was Martin Clark, and he's a local musician, singer, songwriter, and he's been in the past. We've played out some stuff that he's like rejigged and reproduced from Depeche Mode and INXS, and this is a song that he wrote and played it all the instruments on. He's Martin Clark. The song's called Here to Stay, and it's a protest song, by all accounts, and you can hear it after this.
Local music on Vectis Radio is sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop in Cowes. We don't just sell guitars, we also offer restringing, setups, accessories and repairs. Visit us at 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or give us a call on 01983 242 680.
It's not a holiday, cos we're here to stay. When Mother Nature
Simon Le Bon, that is. Sorry, it's Martin Clark, who sounds a bit like Simon Le Bon, doesn't he? That's a song that he sent in last week. Sounds really good and sounds fantastic on the radio. Thank you for sending that in. You can send your tracks in to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm, or you can go to our website and upload from the local music section there, and we'll put them on the playlist. All that we ask for is No Bad Language, and the songs last between 2 and 4 minutes long, and make sure they're labelled correctly. That was Here to Stay. We've just been having a chat, haven't we? We got Adam in the studio, we got Tegan in the studio, and we were talking about football, and so you said, so England won 10-0 then.
Yeah,
they did. They won 10-0, and you said that must be a record. It's not. It's not a record. I think a couple of years ago, Germany beat San Marino 13-0. Okay.
13-0?
Yeah. I mean, when we were at school playing football, we had a half-decent football team, and, you know, we used to run up some good scores, almost like cricket scores. But what do you think the highest is in a game? Let's ask the non-football fan first. Go on, let's. What do you think?
What?
This is a record score. It's never been beaten, and I very much doubt that it'll ever be beaten again.
13-0.
How many?
13. Yeah. Did you say 13?
Well, that was Germany. That's from a few years ago. But no.
It must be like a match with Southampton and Leicester City.
Well, who's that was 9-0. I know another one you're referring to. There was a 9-0 victory there for Leicester against Southampton. All the Southampton fans are now, you know, crying into their cornflakes or, you know, tea, cup of tea.
I'm guessing the unbeaten score was 20-0.
No, you say 20. You say 20. You say 30. Did you say 30 or 30? No, 13. No, it's much higher than that.
100.
No, it's not. It's not that quite as bad as that.
29.
No.
20.
It's higher than that.
30.
It's higher than that.
31.
It's
39.
No, lower than that. Come down.
38.
No.
37.
No.
36.
36.
36-0.
I'm pretty sure it was Arbroath. Some many years ago. Many years ago. Arbroath. Right, here's the homework for next week. Tell me who the team was that they were playing. Who played in that game where I think it's the highest scoring match by one particular team? They scored 36 goals. I'm pretty sure it was Arbroath, but who were the two teams playing? Okay, that's what I want you to check out in this week, and then come back and talk about it.
I'm just going to do a guess.
Go on then.
Barcelona.
Yeah, you're right. It's Barcelona. They've come a long way since then, haven't they?
Well done, Adam. Good guess.
Well done, yeah. Or should we put you out of your misery now? Should we do that now? If I just type in Arbroath 36, let's see if it comes up. I might be wrong with Arbroath. I'm not. Here it is. Oh, yeah, I should have remembered that. It was something, if I was your age, I looked this up and I remembered it for years. Yeah, it was. They actually, I'll tell you now, no need for homework. All right, I'm saving you the time and the trouble. Arbroath 36, Bon Accord, nil is the result. Is a result of a football match between Arbroath and Bon Accord, which took place on the 12th of September, 1885. And it is the highest amount of goals scored by one particular team in a proper football match. 36-0.
I was saying Barcelona because in the past they had Ronaldinho.
Yeah, but even Ronaldinho's not that bad, is he? Just imagine that poor goalkeeper having to bend down 36 times to pick the ball out the back of the net. He must have had a bad back, hadn't he?
Must have done.
Okay, we got to go. So, well, you got to go. You're going back to school to have lunch. Have you brought some of your cake in for lunch? Yeah! You cheeky little git! You winked at me then. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So you got cake for your lunch.
No. Nope.
And you were going to keep it quiet so you didn't have to share it with him.
I don't know if I do.
I don't know. All right, then. So we've got Dexy's Midnight Runners taking us into a quick break. And have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week. He's gutted now because he's not going to the cinema. He's not got any cake.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate. Come on, you got him a bit of cake, haven't you?
Moments of silence.
Adam shrinks into his chair.